Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they all scratch.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close,
today on The Vinyl Experience, the 2017 vinyl sales figures are in, and we'll spend the hour with the top 10 selling vinyl LPs of 2017. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. Michael Jackson's Thriller has been consistently on the charts since it was released in 1982, but it just so happens that 49,000 vinyl copies were sold in 2017 as the Vinyl Experience surveys the top 10 vinyl LP sales of the year. Michael Jackson at number 10. At number 9, the soundtrack of the movie that almost won Best Picture a year ago, but has consistently sold as a vinyl LP, the soundtrack of La La Land, and 49,000 copies. From the sunny optimism of the La La Land soundtrack, which sold 49,000 copies and placed at number 9 on the top 10 selling vinyl LP list of 2017, we go into a much darker space. Pink Floyd's perennial Dark Side of the Moon blew 54,000 new minds as a vinyl LP spinning on turntables all over the world in 2017. Thank you.
got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
Number 8 of the top 10 vinyl LPs of 2017, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon is a bestseller year after year, beginning in 1973. And another record that just never falls off the charts, continues to sell in all media, and especially in vinyl, placing at number 7, the Bob Marley Greatest Hits collection called Legend.
Put your profile of bread. Is this love? Is this yes, I know, yes, I know, yes, I know now.
Bob Marley and the Wailers' Legend Collection sold 56,000 copies in 2017, enough to place it at number 7 on the top 10 selling LP list for the year 2017. The Vinyl Experience is surveying those. When an artist passes unexpectedly, there is an expected spike in record sales. That certainly happened for Prince with 58,000 copies of Purple Rain, sold on vinyl in 2017, placing the classic album at number 6.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own.
Yeah.
A couple of artists who left us way before their time was done, but not without a good long trail of great recordings, all of which sound wonderful as vinyl records. That was Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, 58,000 copies sold in 2017, placing it number 5 on the top 10 album list of the year. At number 6, it was Prince's Purple Rain. And at number 4, it is some fresh blood, although not exactly a newcomer. Pop singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran's current album, Divide, sold 62,000 copies, placing it number 4. And from it, the track is Nancy Mulligan.
I was 24 years old when I met the woman I would call my own. 22 grandkids now growing old in the house that your brother bought you. On the summer day when I proposed, I made that wedding ring dentist gold. And I asked her father, but her daddy said, no, you can't marry my daughter. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, I was William Sheeran. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border. Hey! Well, I met her at Guy's in the Second World War, and she was working on a soldier's ward. Never had I seen such beauty before the moment that I saw her. Nancy was my yellow rose, and we got married wearing borrowed clothes. We got 8 children now growing old, 5 sons and 3 daughters. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, I was William Sheeran. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border. From a snow white streak and a jet black hair, over 60 years I've been loving her. Now we're sat by the fire in our old armchairs. You know, Nancy, I adore ya. From a farm boy born near Belfast town, I never worry about the king and crown, cause I found my heart up on the southern ground. There's no difference, I assure ya. She and I went on the run, don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan, I was William Sheeran. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border.
The Vinyl Experience is surveying the top albums of 2017, vinyl LPs, of course. It is a very different list, one that is kind of skewed toward catalog product. As a matter of fact, Ed Sheeran's Divide is really the only current album release, with the exception of the La La Land soundtrack, that appears on the top 10. The rest is a mix of classic albums and, in the case of Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1, soundtrack album of a relatively contemporary film, but it's a collection of older songs, mostly from the mid-70s, because the whole idea is that it is the mixtape of the character, Peter Quill, who is the Marvel Comics superstar hero of Guardians of the Galaxy. And he's got this mixtape, which has now been released as a CD, as a vinyl LP in 2014, and it consistently places in the top 10, and now also as a cassette, for those who really like to go back to the ancient media. But let's hear some things included in Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1. Still popular enough to place at number 3 on 2017's best-selling vinyl LPs list.
I'm an alligator. Coming for you.
a space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. You're smoking like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Keep your
space, close to mine.
Did you grow up in the era of making cassette mixtapes? And did you, if you bought a brand new vinyl record, make the virgin play of the record the very first time you needle dropped it, goes straight to the cassette so that you could have an absolutely pristine copy and make a mixtape of all different cuts so you could play it and it's kind of like your own little radio station? Well, that's part of the fun of mixtapes. It was a very personal thing. Sometimes you shared them with friends. I guess the world's most famous mixtape now is Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1. Awesome mixtape it is. And some of the selections from this collection, which is the number 3 selling vinyl LP of 2017, included the songs we heard by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, the Elvin Bishop Group Fooled Around and Fell in Love, and David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream, originally from Ziggy Stardust. That brings us to the top 2, and it belongs to the Fab Four, the 2 perennial album bestsellers in the top 10, Abbey Road, followed by Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Of course, 2017 was the 50th anniversary year for the release of Sgt. Pepper originally, and there was a whole special rollout package with previously unissued mixes, a brand new remix, etc., etc. So let's round out the vinyl experience with albums 2 and 1, Abbey Road and Sgt. Pepper, The Beatles. Still relevant after a half a century.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumber, fill your eyes. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. I will sing a lullaby.
Thank you. in the end, the love you take is equal to the love.
That's the vinyl experience. Probably the best example of it. The album that really made record albums a whole new art form. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in its 50th year, placing at number one on the top 10 selling vinyl LPs of 2017. There's more vinyl experience to discover in the archives at PRN.FM. Of course, there's a vinyl experience station playing 24/7 via iHeartRadio. Please like the Vinyl Experience fan page on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.